And the wonderful Patrice Repley is joining me today. She's not traveling for once. How come you're home? Hello, Patrice. How are you?
I'm grand, Pierre.
Your bags are packed, aren't they?
Pretty much. I have to take a break once in a while so I can report in, write articles, and do radio shows.
Yeah, we would like to hear what you do and what you write and what you produce. Who is Patrice Repley?
Well, I'm an editor for Travel Excursion, a monthly columnist for Offbeat Travel, which is an award-winning internet site, and a regular correspondent for the Travel Planners radio show as well. My job is to go out, travel the world, find fascinating destinations, and report back and provide a good look into some of these locations, Pierre, so that people can decide, hey, where do I want to go?
Fantastic. About your trip to Sweden.
And, yes.
How many days did you spend there, and did you use your photographic skills on that trip?
Yes, I did. I spent about 5 days there, and we visited Stockholm, Ystad, and Malmo. And the main focus of the trip, Pierre, was to go to a literary tour for the Millennium Series books by Stieg Larsson. You're probably familiar with The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Well, how could I escape that?
Yes, exactly.
It's on everyone's top list, and the bookstores display it rather prominently, and I've read one book so far.
Well, what did you think?
Well, you know, the only thing I personally thought was the ending was a bit disappointing, that he just disappears into Neverland, sort of, and leaving us there. Do you follow what I mean?
I do. Now you need to read the next two books.
That's the whole point. Because we wanted to know what actually happened, and he sort of goes away, the main character I'm talking about the book, but
yes.
It was a great success.
Yes, fantastic success. So much so that the...
Unfortunately, the author has passed away.
Yes, he has indeed. He never got to know just how successful
right.
the books and the movies became.
It is sad.
It is sad. But the Stockholm City Museum provides a guided tour that is absolutely phenomenal, Pierre.
Oh.
They take visitors to the sites from the movies and the books, such as Lisbeth Salander's expensive apartment, the Millennium Office, Mikael Blomqvist's apartment, and Café, which was where Blomqvist hung out in the new American movie, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely fantastic tour. Or people can go over and request a map and go on a self-guided tour, but I highly recommend going with the guides. They know more details
sure.
than you could even think to ask. It was one of the most exciting walking tours I had ever taken.
Great. Well, you know, people going that way should listen to us and do exactly what you have said.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, as far as Stockholm itself is concerned, how would you describe that city to our listeners?
I have to say Stockholm is a chic, innovative city of fashion, great green technology, exciting cuisine and art, and it's just one of the great places that if you want to see history, you can see history. If you want to go and go shopping, you can go shopping for beautiful Swedish things. They have numerous places to go, Pierre, such as Gamla Stan, which is Old Town.
That's where we spent some time. My wife insisted.
Oh, did she come out of there loaded with jewelry?
Well, you know that. That was a given. But you know, they also have still a king or a queen at this point, right?
Yes, they do. Now, I don't think you're going to see them strolling about,
no.
but you certainly can go
the,
and...
The palace, you can see the
yes.
soldiers somewhat mimicking Buckingham Palace. At least they're trying hard.
They do. They come out at, I can't remember the times of the day, but if you check, you know, your tourist schedules,
right.
you'll see the horses come marching by the palace, and it's very, very fun.
Very colorful and exciting. Now, as far as the food is concerned in Stockholm, I found a restaurant. It's been a number of years, so I can't remember exactly the name, but it was one of the top restaurants in Stockholm. Did you have a chance to dine out?
several places, and two of my favorites, one that's located on Södermalm or South Island, was called Kvarnen. That's also one of the sites that's actually in the Millennium movies, but they're a wonderful place. This is a really warm, comfortable place. They have fabulous beef tenderloin, Swedish meatballs, reindeer stew, and, you know, it's just great to sit there, watch the locals, and drink Swedish schnapps.
Indeed, you're doing it the right way, indeed. We had absolutely great food and a great time. And as far as seeing some of the outlying archipelagos and islands, did you ever have a chance to visit?
Well, yes, I did. Not on this specific tour, but on a previous tour, I had gone to Vaxholm and Grinda. And that island has a fabulous hotel on it that I can't say enough about. And if you go out to the edge of the island, you can actually look over at another island where the famous group ABBA wrote many of their hits.
Ah. Now tell me, how's the best way for people who are staying in Stockholm to see these two islands that you're talking about?
There's a ship called the Cinderella. And they have many ferries that will leave from the harbors in Stockholm over to these islands. It's very inexpensive, just wonderful. You can choose one or two islands or even a few more, depending on your itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you leave in the morning, Pierre, and you want to go just until dinner time. You can spend different amounts of times on these islands, and Vaxholm has restaurants and shopping, a wonderful place to spend the afternoon.
Is that information available on your website?
Well, it is, but let me give you a better website, and that would be www.visitstockholm.com.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
And that will give your listeners a greater advantage to experience all that Stockholm has to offer.
Yeah, and I think the city is certainly worth. We did actually a couple of trips from Denmark to Sweden and Finland over to St. Petersburg on a cruise. And had the chance to do this a number of times and visit Stockholm on a different occasion, although, as I said, that's been a number of years ago. Don't go away. Patrice Rapley, the editor of Positively Entertainment's Travel Excursion. Where do they find that? Online?
That is a print publication, but they can find me online at offbeattravel.com.
There we go, and that's what I'd like them to do. Stay with me, will you? And we'll travel also to Istad and Malmo with Patrice Rapley and yours truly, live from the Wolf Den in Denver, Colorado. Pierre Wolf, host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, right here on Business Talk Radio Network. Still with us, Patrice Rapley, the editor of Positively Entertainment's Travel Excursion, columnist for Offbeat Travel, and she is a guest on my friends Sue and Kevin Travel Planners radio show. Today, a guest on America's Dining and Travel Guide. Patrice, tell me, is Positively Entertainment, is that a printed piece?
That is a print publication in Oregon and Southwest Washington.
Ah. Do you think I could get a copy sometimes?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, the address you find on my email.
Okay.
And if you make sure that you send it to me, we can have you on more frequently.
Oh, it would be my pleasure.
Yeah. And how often do you write for them?
Monthly.
Monthly. Very good. It's a monthly publication?
It is indeed.
In Oregon.
Yes.
Right. All right, back to Sweden. And we kind of covered Stockholm. We could take a few hours to do that, but we want to kind of visit, if time permits, Malmo and Istad.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell us what you found while you were there.
We took a train from Stockholm, and I highly recommend the trains, Pierre. They are
Their train service all over the Baltic is fabulous.
It is excellent. You can relax, have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, grab a bite to eat, and just watch the beautiful scenery. I think it was one of my favorite modes of transportation when I was over there. Of course, we flew SAS over, which is a great airline. But we visited Istad first, and again, it was part of the literary tour. They have a fantastic author by the name of Henning Mankell, and he wrote a best-selling crime drama called the Kurt Wallander series. They also have a walking tour as well, and this is a very charming little city, Pierre. Have you visited Istad?
No, I have not.
They are right on the edge of the Baltic, charming little town with cobblestone streets, wood Bavarian-type buildings in many parts of it, a wonderful downtown, great shopping, great food. They even have a movie studio there.
Great. I'm sorry I missed that, but time is still there to do it again.
It is indeed. I highly recommend it. And one of the things that I think was really fun when we were there, we visited several different restaurants, and the one of the ones I really enjoyed was next to where we stayed. And this restaurant had a deer that you would cook at your table a little, I don't know even what you'd call it. It's not like any kind of a sort of an indoor grill.
Flambe equipment, like on a little burner?
It wasn't
in
a
copper skillet. Perhaps?
No, it wasn't like that. It was a little square wood box, and then it had the iron grill on top, and they would have heat under it, and they would cook the meat for you, and that was absolutely
fabulous. Would it be the filet, most likely more tender?
Pardon yes, me. Yes, yes, and I'm going to wreck the name here, but it was called the Bregariet. And it was absolutely wonderful. And that was right next to the Hotel Anno.
How many people live approximately? What's the population of Istad?
You know, I don't know. It's a fairly small town.
Yeah. So a few thousand people.
Yes. It's not a huge town. And that's what, again, makes it so charming. And it's also a jump-off point that you can take ferries and cruise ships from the Baltic to other islands as well.
You know, we had once the experience coming from Norway over to another part of Norway, and the ferries would meet. Have you ever had that experience, that they would meet in the middle of a fjord?
And no!
And both ships would go side by side, and the announcement says, all passengers headed to whatever island, would you please go to the gangway and cross over to the next ferry? And that's in the middle of a fjord. So if you want excitement, that's what's going to happen. I've never had that happen to me since.
Was that a one-time thing, or does that happen often?
No, it happens all the time. It's very common. I ask the people. They all speak English, obviously. It's the second language. And, you know, Danes and Swedes, they all speak English and German. And they said, no, we travel. If we do business, we have to reach that point. That's what we do.
You know, I think personally they'd have to blindfold me and kind of prod me along.
Yeah, it wasn't dangerous at all. What about Malmo?
Malmo is another wonderful city. Now, the neat thing about Malmo, Pierre, is that it's 20 minutes by train to the Copenhagen airport.
Ah. So.
Bigger city, very modern. They have fabulous attractions to visit, such as the Modern Museum. This is where the public can go and visit and see what their new exhibitions are, whether they're photographic or painting. And it's a very bright orange interior, very interesting building that used to be an old electric company. That was probably one of my favorite sites. The very famous turning torso that looks like a human skeleton, that is not, it stands 190 meters tall and has 54 floors, but it's not really for the public to go up into. Now, you can rent space up there for meetings and so forth, but it is a wonderful photographic opportunity. But if you're interested in that area, they call it the Western Harbor area. And what was particularly captivating about there, another great restaurant called the Sultan Bregia, very organic restaurant, 100%. And I think it was the first 100% organic restaurant in Malmo.
You are doing a fabulous job, I want you to know, Patrice. We need to have you back again.
Oh, it would be my
pleasure.
And
where is your next trip off to, and when would that take place?
In a few weeks, I'll be going to Kentucky, checking out some of the horse races, going on the Bourbon Trail, and looking for neat and interesting things to talk about.
I actually had a little filly that I owned that was bred in Kentucky, and I raced it here in Colorado and all over the United States.
That's another thing you and I have in common, Pierre. I used to have a quarter horse in my 20s.
I see. So we have lots in common. I wish you well, and thank you for the time you have spent, and certainly look for. And let me know about your travel plans and where you're headed and your experiences. And your delivery was absolutely fabulous. I'm still suffering from a bad cold. The delivery is what I meant to say, was
no
outstanding.
Problem. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, I'll do better. I hope I get over this.
Oh, you get better. Drink some lavender.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And all of you, forgive me for being a little under the weather today, but I'll get better, hopefully. And all of you, I wish you well. See you next week, and it should be April by then, and don't let it fool you. I'm Pierre Wolf, your host of America's Dining and Travel Guide, heard each and every week here on Business Talk Radio Network. Thank you for listening. Bientôt. See you soon.